I think the main focus is to have Fukuoka present us a high-level training program and opportunities. The program is not for development, and I don't think we want to use any developing athletes to go there because the Olympic Games is 4 years from now. And so our first target is primarily the Youth Olympic Games in Buenos Aires. So those that are fielding a team, they want good preparation, send them to Japan. We start in July in a couple of months, get them there and get them into this training camps and get them ready. And then after the Olympic Youth Games, then we can start bringing the more advanced senior athletes to start focusing on training.
So are there plans for the individual NOCs to visit Japan and have a look for themselves?
Well, if we have the Secretary General's workshop up in Guam in early May, part of the idea is to take some of the members, at least half of the 15 members that are coming up, and take them on a tour of all the facilities. There's five areas in Fukuoka, and there's one area up in Rogosaki City where Rutsukeza University houses two Fijian athletes, Hosateki Nalu and Tevita. And they're currently there, and the city's also opened up their doors, and they're basically providing accommodations, meals, and training camps for these kids. And if it takes 6 months or 1 year, you know, it depends on what the options are of the NLC. Mm-hmm. So it's something they are willing and open to it. They did a presentation about 2 years ago down in Suva, and it was a good presentation. It's just a matter of now visiting them with the team. Let the team ask them questions related to what's available, what the type of facilities are there. And they can come back and then relate that message to the rest of the other members in our region.
What about coaching assistants? Is this also an offer?
Well, the coaching program is there. I think the idea primarily is to get these kids under qualified coaches. And let's face it, some of the coaches in our islands, they have not even achieved a level one from their international federation. These guys, in order to teach in any of the school programs or sporting programs, they undergo a rigorous requirement. Aside from the school level, then there's also the national level, and some are qualified international level. So the quality of the coaches are there, and it's their job now to help those coaches that are interested pick up their game.
What's the progress on participating in next year's Asian Games hosted by Indonesia?
Unfortunately, that is going to be somewhat late for us. The whole concept behind getting us into the Asian Games basically started with President Mitchell inquiring about the Southeast Asian Games. That's more associated to our region, where the Southeast Asian countries are closer to us. As it turned out, the Sheikh's idea was to try to get us into a game that's more suitable for us, which was the Asian Indo Martial Arts Game. And while he finalized that agreement about a year and a half ago, we had no idea that it was actually pursuing our involvement for the Asian Games. So when he finally got this approved by the Olympic Council of Asia, we were already late for the Games next year. So he indicated that we're going to be invited to the 2022 Games. And so it's a skip on Indonesia, but in preparation 4 years from now for the big Asian Games. And if you follow the Asian Games, it's bigger in numbers than the Olympic Games.